6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/listen. That's forhers.com/listen. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Trevor Harris, Saskatchewan Rough Riders quarterback, joins us. Trevor, what's it like to have a healthy offseason?
It's beautiful. It feels like it's been forever, but had a couple things, you know, with the knee kind of lingered on throughout the season, kind of just played with it. I actually partially tore my ACL during the year and had a big chunk of my MCL torn. And so kind of just played the rest of the year with it. And we took care of it this offseason with some PRP shots and whatnot. And it was early on this offseason where I really started feeling like myself. And so I'm excited to be able to head into a season fully healthy.
I think people knew about the MCL, mm-hmm. but I don't think we knew about the ACL.
Yeah.
So what was that like to rehab it in season and try to play on it?
Yeah, it was more or less just old school thinking a few years back was partial ACL tears, they were going to do full surgeries for it. But new research has shown that partial tears under 50% are healing on their own. And so we kind of rolled the dice to see if it was going to heal on its own. And it did. It healed up pretty good. And it was just more or less little things that lingered on from, you know, the residual things that happened from it against Hamilton earlier on in the year. And so I wasn't able to kind of move like I wanted to. But this year, Trevor Vick will be back.
Rocking the Jays?
I'm kind of getting some pressure to wear these Caddx cleats, which, believe it or not, like, they're called old people cleats, which I don't like that. Because, but Joe Flacco kind of poured in a bunch of money to this cleats company where, like, the cleats kind of move a little bit. And Gordy sent me some, and he's like, they're called old man cleats. And I was like, what are you sending them to me for, bro? Like, but I guess I am to that point now. So, but I don't feel like that. I don't feel old or anything like that. And but I do probably need to get some J's, though. Like, I know I was getting a lot of swag points from people, and I got a lot of compliments. So it's like compliments or take care of the knees, hips, ankles sort of a situation. So got a little quandary going here.
Practical is probably smarter.
Yeah.
Do you know that you're not the oldest player active in the league?
There's a long snapper from Calgary.
There's a couple kickers by our count.
Okay.
And Stanley Bryant.
Stan the man.
Wow. Is just a little bit older than you. Because your birthday is May 31st, right?
Yeah.
His is May 7th.
Wow. Yeah. I know Christian Matt retired and I was like, come on, Christian, you got to keep playing, man. I'm still a young man. But yeah, I know that's it's crazy to think that. I saw like maybe Three Down did like a called the nursing home article last year. And yeah, I appreciate that, guys.
Hey, we're here to help, man. We want to see you play as long as possible. And we actually mean that. What's the difference, though, that you had a healthy offseason compared to the year before where you were coming off the tibial plateau fracture?
Yeah, I think there's twofold, really. Having a healthy offseason means I can start throwing earlier. I can start really honing in on the things that I wanted to hone in on. And I think one of the biggest misconceptions in training in an offseason is a lot of people say, like, you've got to attack your weaknesses. I spend 80% of my time working on my strengths because what makes you great, if you can become elite at that, that's going to make you even more elite, in my opinion. And so the things that I'm really good at, I feel like, or I've been told are really good at, I want to even strengthen those even more, but still attack your weaknesses. But and so I was able to do that a little earlier. And then the other part, the other side of the coin that I think was even bigger advantage is I'm not learning a new system for the first time since 2018. So it's the first time I've gone into a season knowing my system that I'm in since 2018. So I'm going to be able to hit the ground running physically and mentally, which allows us to really work on a lot of different things, you know, build our foundation even stronger, in my opinion.
I know you're big on so many aspects of making yourself better as an athlete and a person too, but as an athlete, you really focus on the mental side.
Mm-hmm.
What have you lasered in on to that end this offseason?
Yeah, it's been, you know, reading books. It's certain brain training, things that I've learned through the years, whether that be combat brain training, whether that be, you know, through certain apps. working with my mental performance coach. Her name's Dr. Chantel Lussier, and met her when I played for Ottawa. And, you know, just honing in on those sorts of things. And I'll tell you what, developing mental toughness, having four kids is a good chunk of that. But to me, just making sure that we're emotionally and mentally in check, and you can keep yourself right where you need to be. Because as a leader, as a worker, as a professional, really in general, if you're fluctuating who you are every day, people don't know what to expect from you. And so you can't expect consistent results. And so to me, it's about what can I do every day to be the same person? And so that's really what I've really honed in on a lot is being that same guy every day, but making myself mentally sharper, making myself mentally, you know, having more, you know, stamina in terms of mental, you know, because it's a long season and, you know, you put in a lot of long, hard hours, and it's about who can remain mentally sharp the longest. And so that's really to me what it's about.
You mentioned books there. One that has changed the way that I think is by Trevor Moad, who worked with Russell Wilson. Mm-hmm. Have you ever read any of Trevor Moad's stuff or how he approaches mental mindset?
One of my old teammates used to talk about Trevor Moad. Will Arndt, he used to talk about him. And I've actually had that book on my list for a while. I need to probably just order it. That way I can read it. I've heard a lot of good things about it.
You can borrow my copy if you want.
I'd love that. I'll give it back to you.
It's really interesting, and it gave me a lens into perhaps what you're working on and even more detail, because I think people will say, well, you want to work on your mental mindset, but what actually is it? So like for me, it's getting to neutral. Like that's Trevor's whole idea, is staying neutral and staying in the moment. And it's not to say that you can't be positive or that there's never going to be any negative thoughts, but you need to be in that moment and stay neutral, just like Russell Wilson would on the field. And just because something's happened in the past doesn't mean it's going to happen in the future. Like they talk about Russell Wilson in one game, I think throwing four interceptions, but he's not thinking that he's going to go out there and throw a fifth. He's still going to go and attack. So how do you go about it when you're dialing in your mental approach?
Yeah. What does he mean by neutral?
Just literally like to throw questions at you, but in neutral, like you would in a car, right? Mm-hmm. That like nothing else is affecting you, that you are in this moment. Like he'll throw out stats where like 47% of the time, when we're doing something, we're not actually thinking about what we're doing.
Yeah.
Or saying something out loud, you know, this is his data, is 10 times more impactful than thinking it. So when you're thinking about a result in your head, it could be football, business, your family, whatever it is, that if you actually say that out loud to yourself and it's negative, it can impact you tenfold. Mm. So that's why I'm curious.
Is that why affirmations are powerful? That what he talks
about? He hasn't gotten so much into affirmations from my own perspective, but it's really just about staying neutral, staying in the moment.
That's cool.
It was my takeaway.
Yeah. Sorry, what was the question?
What do you focus on when you're really trying to laser in your mental game, let's say in 2025? Are there certain aspects that you're tweaking there, like staying in the moment or the way that you approach your teammates? Because to give it another layer, right, there's things that you say to somebody and there's the way that they take it. But we can't necessarily control the way that they take it, right? You can try to read their body language and understand. And I'm sort of saying this to you from a teammate perspective of how you go about managing the locker.
Yeah. To me, like you kind of hit on a little bit there. I think body language is important because they always say 80% of our communication is nonverbal. And people are going to read you in terms of what does your face look like? Okay, we lost a game. What's Trev's face doing? Is his head down? Should we be down? You kind of look around to the veteran people in your locker room and think about what you should be doing. And to me, it's always about, you know, being like a peacock, man, just, you know, spreading wings, be out there, be, you know, be ready to rock. And kind of like you said, though, staying in that neutral mentality of how can you remain at the top? How can you remain in neutral is sort of the thing that you're always going to wrestle with during a season, through the ups and flows of a season. But to me, it's how are you presenting information to your team? When you're watching film, are you constantly harping on the negative? Like you said, saying those things out loud, they can affect you. And so if you're constantly harping on that negative energy, you might be bringing your teammates down. Maybe we want to show positive clips. Maybe we want to show things that we're going to be successful at. Maybe we want to show great clips of, hey, this is the standard that we have in our team. Watch this guy right here. Look at him running down there. Look at the physicality. Look at what he taught from the drill. Here's the drill from practice. Here's how it translated the game. And how can we translate those things to get people in the right mindset and frame of mind so we can succeed together? But ultimately, to me, it's about who you become in the process. Anything that happens to you on any given day. It's not about what happens to you. It's about your response, yes, but it's about who you're becoming in that process. And to me, that's what I kind of focus on throughout the entire season is how does today's events, how's it making us get to our North Star? And so, like, let's just make sure we're kind of North Star guided.
North Star being the Grey Cup.
There we go.
A lot of people like to ask you, and you're going to get the question here again, how much longer do you want to play? You've been on the record of saying you want to go into your 40s. It seems like you're year to year at this point, but I want you to answer it and not put words in your mouth.
Yeah, I think it's year to year. And to be honest, it becomes – I always said, like, I'm going to play until I'm 40. And, you know, it was kind of like a – you know, one of those things that's probably not possible. But then you saw Drew Brees do it. You saw Brady do it. And now all of a sudden people are like, oh, he can play into his 40s if he wants to. It's still a very difficult task. There's not very many people that can do it. And, you know, obviously – the grace of God is going to be the first and foremost thing to be able to stay healthy and stay playing well. Because if you're not playing well and healthy, then you're not worth it. But to me, it's year to year. And it comes down to, I have a family now, I have a family, a wife, four kids. And so it's, you know, how much longer can she do this? You know, moving from, you know, Ohio to Canada, moving across North America year to year, it's making sure that she's okay with it. But my goal has always been that physical deterioration will not be the reason I...
6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/talk. That's forhers.com/talk. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies both on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/listen. That's forhers.com/listen. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
The reason we call it quits has really been what I've always wanted to kind of to have happen. But and I think we've achieved that so far, but I've got to be able to play all 18 games, like, make no mistake about it, playing 12 games, playing 5 games, that ain't it. I've got to play more.
What does your body feel like after a game or a season? And I hesitate to say at this age, because I feel like you actually have less tread on your tires than some other football players who are about to turn 39.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't start really playing until I was 29. That was the first year I really played professionally. So from the time I left college, about 5-6 years later, I hadn't played much. And so I think there's an advantage to that. But after a game, I feel pretty good. You know, I used to hear people say as they got older, it's not the day after the game, it's the day after the day after. I haven't gotten there yet. And so that maybe that means I got 4 or 5 years left. I don't know. But I'm just kind of just honestly, I know it's a you know, cop-out answer, but it really is 1 year at a time. And so if I play well and you know, I feel good enough and I feel like we've got more to accomplish, or, you know, there's still that itch that has never gone away, then we'll keep going. Which one of your time?
Have you thought about post-playing career? Do you want to coach? Is there any other ideas in your head?
Yeah, I've always leaned on coaching because I love the fact of bringing, you know, men together to accomplish one goal. I love the locker room, the joking with one another. I think football kind of just fits me. And, you know, it's a good way for me to, you know, practice my authentic faith in Jesus and be who I am. But I also could see myself, you know, calling games, you know, getting my Glenn Suter on, you know, sort of the situation, and being up there in the booth and calling games would be tons of fun too. So if y'all at TSN, y'all need somebody here a couple of years, maybe a year, two, five, whatever it is, give me a call. Let me get an interview and we'll go about it that way.
I like it, man, because you are so articulate. And you kind of have to be in the market that you play in Saskatchewan, but you don't really change after a win or a loss. Like, you're not super upset with the media. You understand that it's just part of what goes along with being in the fishbowl there, but you also are articulate in wanting to understand the question that you're being asked so you can give a good response. And I feel like that's so helpful, not just because you play in Saskatchewan, but for the league as a whole. So I think that would fit you really well. And there's all this talk about, you know, Levi Mitchell, and he's done some work with TSN. Why is there not room for two quarterbacks there?
Yeah, and I've played in more systems than him, unfortunately. I've played in all the systems, so I can tell you what all quarterbacks are trying to look at and what they should have done. So maybe I'd be all right at it. But yeah, Bo will do a great job as well. And he's in a good situation there with Scott and Hamilton. And shoot, you never know. He could play a long time still. But yeah, we'll see how it goes. Just 1 year at a time. But yeah, to the point on the media, everybody has a job to do, and the job to do of the media is to sell the league, for them to do things for us and to help this league grow. And so after a game, win, loss, draw, whatever it is, you've got to answer the tough questions and help sell the help be able to, you know, push great things for this league and show how great this league is, because it's a tremendous football league. And, you know, I think it's just the beginning of us, of our growth as a league right now.
You're just beginning to get ready to get into training camp here. Do you see Winnipeg still as the team to beat in the West Division, or has that shifted to your team?
I don't think it's shifted. We haven't beat them in the playoffs, and so I don't even know the last time Sask beat Winnipeg in the playoffs. They've made the Grey Cup 5 years in a row, so it's theirs right now. But to say that we're not focused on that, you know, would be a lie. I've probably spent the most time of all the teams I've watched just watching Winnipeg this offseason, but I've watched everybody. But make no mistake about it, we know everybody's retooling. Everybody's talking about BC because of, you know, all the things that they do. Everybody's talking about Calgary with VA and the new set, Edmonton, Trey Ford, and the retooling of that team. Winnipeg has been who they are. We're kind of the continuity team. And, you know, so everybody's retooling. Everybody thinks they're going to win the Grey Cup right now. But, you know, come October, there's, you know who the contenders or pretenders are. And so our goal is to be a contender at that point, put us in a position where we can have the opportunity to go beat Winnipeg. And I know the best thing we can do is have a home game to do it. And if we can have a home game to do that, we've got to just focus on us and making sure that we're putting ourselves in a position to be in that position toward the end of the year.
Last year, you were a West Division All-Star after playing just 12 games. There's some talk this year that if you play close to or a entire regular season, you could be an MLP. Mm-hmm. Is that something that's on your career goal list, or is that a byproduct of being a team that's contending for a Grey Cup?
I think it's a byproduct. It'd be like anybody that says like, oh, I don't want to be an MVP. That's a lie. That'd be cool. That'd be awesome. You know, it's something to be able to, you know, a bucket list sort of situation. I was a professional MVP of a professional league. That'd be awesome to do. But to say that's my main focus, or that's something that I have to have happen, that would be a lie. My main focus is to be the best leader I can be. As long as I'm the best quarterback for the Saskatchewan Roughriders and my teammates choose me, that's really what it's about. That would be pretty cool. But to do that, you've got to be able to play more than, I think I played 11 games. I was available for 12. I didn't get to play the last game.
Oh, but that's right.
Yeah, but I was available for 12. I've got to be available for all 18 and play a bunch of games. And so if that happens, that'd be really cool, but not really too concerned about it.
Are you driving up to training camp with AJ Ouellette again?
Yeah. Yeah, so we're going up there together again, and we'll have lots of fun talks about Jesus, and I'll give my new playlist, which has about 5 different songs now.
A solid variety.
Yeah, it'll be done before we get out of Ohio. So,
thanks for your time, Trevor.
Absolutely.
Appreciate it.
Appreciate you, man.
6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/talk. That's forhers.com/talk. Tantandia products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies both on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.